am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were involved.
You said you were
involved.
You
said
he
was.
Okay.
Okay.
You are very racist.
He said he was.
Oh, you're going to be dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You tune in live this Monday, November 21st, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, particularly wild for me this morning. I'm sort of flying blind. My browser, Firefox, the usual browser, with, I think, about 30,000 bookmarks, something like that, is not cooperating. It is not cooperating. So I'm sort of flying blind. And that's fun. So no notes, really. Definitely not really many digital notes without the assistance of the browser. So we'll see how that goes. But it's Monday. And there's never any shortage of fodder, for sure. So let's just dive right in, shall we? RBN is conducting a book drive. Perhaps you've heard. All donations of any amount, as I mentioned last week, all donations of any amount are always much appreciated and gratefully accepted. Thank you, especially as inflation runs away. You know, that's what happens in a Ponzi scheme, like what we have, this thing we call a central banking scheme. The so-called fractional, so-called reserve, which is neither. It's just this hypothecation of currency that eventually runs away and bumps into a thing called the Triffin dilemma. And then you have a Weimar Republic situation, or a Zimbabwe or a Venezuela or whatever. And this was always intended to happen, but there's supposed to be another system online that, you know, we transition. We've been hearing the propaganda for that really since the moment the subprime contagion kicked in, just a couple of weeks after that nonsense started. Satoshi Nakamoto, and whenever I hear that name, I think, who is Kaiser Soze? Who is Kaiser Soze? Satoshi Nakamoto, a fictitious character, published a very sophisticated algorithm for, is Sean Parker? You know, when it comes to peer-to-peer stuff, it's interesting how these days, now all of a sudden we're saying peer-to-peer is, man, that's the way to go. And it has its advantages, but it also has its disadvantages. But peer-to-peer, the blockchain, we got to do that. Does anybody remember a thing called Napster 20 years ago? Sean Parker and friends, you know, doing the War Games scenario. Remember the movie War Games? That's what they were doing, basically, as kids, 14, 15-year-old kids. And so they created this thing called Napster, which was a peer-to-peer entertainment sharing system. And, you know, 20 years later, the world is kind of starting to catch up. Satoshi Nakamoto publishes, or this algorithm is published, attributed to this guy who doesn't exist. Nobody knows who this guy is, apparently. And, you know, this is the official line. And we've been hearing ever since, you know, that the black market and the New Silk Road think this is fantastic, and the FBI is, you know, one step behind all the time trying to keep up with this kind of stuff. And it's the new Wild West, but not so fast, because, you know, if you follow the CBDC, the central bank digital currency conversation, all your crypto belong to us is kind of how that goes. Same as what we've seen in the physical currency market. You know, Milton Friedman did a documentary, one in particular. I mean, this is, you know, not an isolated instance, but he, I forget the name of the documentary, but, you know, he talked about the different kinds of currency that we've had in America, and people just, I don't think even, we've been sort of herded into these mental pens in a way that people just don't conceive. I'm writing something, and the opening, I'm just titling it Questions, and it begins with Bill Cooper from the introduction of Behold a Pale Horse. He wrote, "We have been taught lies. Reality is not at all what we perceive it to be." And the followed by the widely used paraphrasing of Voltaire, that being, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." So that truly is where we are in this society. So not to get too far afield, inflation is what happens when you fabricate more units of currency, and we've certainly seen that in the last 2 years or so. Many more units, and I remember having some private conversations. It's not a secret. It's just how this works. It's, you know, it's the laws of nature and reality, essentially. Bad guys know this, but when you print more units, it devalues the units in circulation, and as a result, the cost of goods and services skyrockets. The purchasing power of the units is diminished, and the price, it seems, skyrockets, but really it's just a finding of equilibrium. And so that's definitely been happening. So the point of all of that is to say that through these difficult times, all donations are of any amount are greatly appreciated, because it's, you know, increasingly difficult to do that, you know. And so I think we all kind of understand that this is a place where we realize that perhaps as much or more than most. And this is something that we should all know. John Adams told us so. All the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from want of honor or virtue, nor from defects in their constitution or confederation, so much as the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. And what's, you know, what's interesting, not to get sidetracked on this, but, you know, speaking of the book drive, the big guy himself, Mr. Stadmiller, made regular mention of this issue because it is the bane of our society, I would say. That being this so-called federal, so-called reserve, you know, the system that's actually a private series of banks. If only the American people knew that. So, you know, we hear inflation, let us pass the Inflation Reduction Act, and the same people who are causing problems propose solutions which are not, they're just, you know, pouring gasoline on the fire that they've created. And truly making things worse. I just can't imagine that people don't see that. So I had a private conversation, had some private conversations early on in the COVID nonsense. And as soon as we started passing these stimulus things, and really before, I mean, even back into, you know, the subprime contagion stuff, every time, you know, remember when Hammer and Hank Paulson showed up in Congress and said, if you guys don't do this, if you don't pass this package, and that was small back then, wasn't it? What, $800 billion, something like that? If you don't do this, there will be martial law. And little did we know, shortly thereafter, the Washington Post actually reported that they had done some investigating and received thousands of pages of documents in response to FOIA requests. And they had discovered that, you know, everybody from Bernanke and Paulson to Geithner and Jamie Dimon and all of the government financial types, the Treasury Secretary, New York Fed Governor, and Citibank, and all of these financial types had literally had phone conferences together to sort of divvy up the spoils before Congress green-lighted or was, you know, strong-armed by Paulson on the stimulus. So that's what happens. And, you know, whenever that happens, I've had conversations, I'm sure you have too, where you say, you know what's going to happen. So early on, what was it, May in 2020, with the COVID stuff, we started, you know, the stimulus nonsense. Anybody who understands how these mechanisms work says, oh, great, that means that the cost of goods is going to skyrocket. You're going to dump another trillion, another $10 trillion into the market, which is insane. That's going to drive goods and services sky high. Don't worry, we have a handout. We'll give you a few crumbs from what we do, which, you know, and so the real solution to the problem is what? The real solution is to get rid of the funny money system and to go back to the orthodoxy of the Constitution, which says that Congress shall have power to coin and regulate the value thereof. Congress alone. I digress. So, RBN's having a book drive, and perhaps you've heard all donations of any amount are always much appreciated and gratefully accepted. I think I said that. Just kidding. Now through January 8th, donations of $100 or more. Donate $100 or more for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller himself. I think this is a great gift opportunity. And I hope that every book, I'm sure, will find a loving, happy home. Great gift idea for that someone special, you know, for that special someone in the know. It's kind of the way that I've been putting it. Or someone who should know, perhaps. Donations received after November 1st are eligible for questions. Call RBN at 800-724-2719. And winners will be announced every Sunday evening during Hour 2 of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. Speaking of lucky winners, congratulations to David in Montana. The lucky winner of last week's book, Seeds of Fire, China and the Story Behind the Attack on America. And this week's book is Synagogue Rising by Hugh Aikens. And entrants who do not win a book, by the way, will carry over into next week's drawing. So the sooner you donate, the greater the odds, as I've been saying. And so that sort of catches us up. I'm doing the countdown, and I've been doing the holiday countdown. We are at day 3 until Thanksgiving, 3 days until Thanksgiving, which is this Thursday, obviously. 34 days to Christmas and 41 days to New Year's, which it's sneaking up fast. And so in the spirit of all things festive, I'm calling these holy day announcements, holy day countdown. Again, a nod to Toynbee, for example, in A Study of History, talking about the subversion of language as a mechanism for subverting a civilization. We will be closed Thursday and Friday in observance of Thanksgiving weekend, essentially, a long weekend. So Thursday, Friday, I guess that means that there will have to be 4 movies announced on Wednesday of this week. That's fast, because I'm doing the movie thing too. And so we'll get to that in a little bit. Maybe I'll save that until the top of the second hour. So that sort of catches us up, I think, at least to some extent. We got the Holy Day countdown, the Holy Day movie thing I will mention. You know, I had a conversation over the weekend about the movies. You know, Dear Secret Santa seems kind of strange for my list. I was saying, if I hold to a strict literal interpretation of my list, I'm sure other people thought the same thing. If you've seen it, you think, why? I would not think that he would put that movie on a list. Well, I certainly understand that. But to sort of explain, what I have been trying to get to lately is, you know, with kind of talking around the subject of this Western esotericism and so forth, is this well, I'll explain on the other side of the break, I guess. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. All right. So what I've been trying to get to is basically, holding on to the good things, because part of the conditioning is, moving us along the dialectical continuum, the cognitive dissonance, introducing conflicting ideas. I think schizophrenia is a better, less sexy term. Cognitive dissonance doesn't really just hit you straight in the forehead. I think that's by design. So cognitive dissonance, which brings us to other concepts like conflict thesis and continuity thesis to resolve those kinds of things. And that's also predicated on the dialectical continuum, which is built on the Marxist dialectical materialist model, which is different from it's a variation of the thing that we generally credit to Hegel, but actually it's Fichte who should get credit for it. But then, we're not really supposed to read Fichte, because then we would probably be more knowledged up than we are. So then, along the dialectical continuum, you have suspension of disbelief, and again, I mentioned Disney's The Plausible Impossible, and Walt Disney saying, what's most important is that it's believable, which harkens to, the storytellers, the Lewis Carrolls, Dodgson, the apostate minister writing children's stories, in a drug-induced state, the theosophist. That's none of that's good. And then from there, Julian Huxley's Thinking the Unthinkable. And so, again, to echo the quotes, Bill Cooper, we have been taught lies. Reality is not at all what we perceive it to be. And those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities, Voltaire. And so, speaking of that, the last one, as we see the insanity sort of unfolding around us, I have seen conversations, people say, it's this view, it's that view, that gets people sideways and crazy. And, it's this large group or, government. There's one conversation I saw on social media, government does this to people, does that to people. And I said, actually it's not just that simple. And in point of fact, if you dig in, it seems like there are always ordinary men, hence the title of Christopher Browning's book, who are involved. People who are not even part of the Black Guard per se, who were not part of the Hitler Youth, but were conscripted along the way, they become some of the worst offenders. And how does that happen exactly? By degrees, we become swept up in these atrocities. Believing things that simply aren't true. So, stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
He Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
Welcome back.
I don't care if it hurts.
Bottom of the first hour. Synagogue Rising, A Catholic Worldview of Anti-Christian Judaism and Counter-Revolutionary Resistance. Sort of reminds me of other books like Bill Hughes' The Secret Terrorists. And, you know, there are folks who will say, well, you know, and, you know, this all gets to sort of what I'm talking about. You know, us being drawn into this fomented conflict, and there are examples, you know, we'll play a clip in a minute, actually, of examples. When it comes to Joe Biden and Donald Trump, these are sort of, you know, figureheads of an effort to collide people together, I would say. And again, you know, with Donald Trump, you have people he is a deeply polarizing figure. And, you know, I think it's a testament to how not morally redeemed he is that the polarization continues. Is it his fault? Well, you know, we could whatever. But you know, those who are sort of in tow in that narrative on whichever side are deeply polarized. And I think that's telling. You know, it's kind of the organization emulates its leadership kind of thing. So whether you're for them or against them, love them, hate them, deeply polarizing. You know, on the one hand, again, you have people saying we have to do everything in our power to make sure, you know, by all means necessary that he comes to power, stays in power, whatever. And on the other side, same thing in reverse. By whatever means necessary, at all costs, we have to make sure that he's not. Joe Biden's kind of the same thing. And so I want to get to that. But, you know, as far as, you know, who's who in the zoo is concerned, from Charles Elliott Newbold Jr.'s The Harlot Church System, I think he puts it pretty well. Which is it? Who is it? Who's who in the zoo? If I can get there. Chapter 6, Spiritual Babylon. What is Spiritual Babylon today? Opinions rival one another. Alexander Hislop argues that the woman in Revelation 17, said to be sitting on seven mountains, isn't there a seven mountain mandate or something like that? And having on her forehead the name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, is associated with the Roman apostasy, the Roman Catholic Church. That's Hislop's Two Babylons. Others are of the opinion that Babylon is the whole world system, which is under the domain of Satan. A friend of mine has a convincing argument from Scripture that the United States of America is modern Babylon. An internationally recognized prophet in our time has said that New York City is modern Babylon. Let me just take a parenthetical aside. You know, I think America, you can make a strong argument, it's actually the proxy of what I would call the Hellenizing influence, which I've sort of described lately. And, you know, that's a big thing. When you start to get the context of the Hellenizing influence, you can see how it stretches out over 2,000 to 2,500 years back. And then from there, obviously, back to Genesis 11. So that's, you know, kind of the Cliff's Notes on my perspective. It is more conceptual or spiritual, as Newbold puts it, in nature at this point. Certainly, I would say it's not confined to a city. If it is, I would probably call it London. You know, I don't think things emanate. I mean, how many times have we heard that the financial influence here is waged primarily from abroad? We've heard that, you know, whether it's from the FDRs, you know, financial interests has controlled this country since before the days of Andrew Jackson, right? Isn't that how he put it? Or if it's Woodrow Wilson, or, you know, financial types, or, you know, we've heard that kind of thing. And, you know, you hear the David Rockefellers tell us that they, you know, we, the masses perceive that someone like David Rockefeller is inordinately influential and, they tell us, well, not so much. What does that mean? So continuing with from Newbold's The Harlot Church System, I say, he writes, that Babylon is all of the above, yet more. Babylon was once a city in Mesopotamia, but what was it supposed to be? What did the city represent? A one-world system, right? It has been, and that's the Hellenizing influence that I'm talking about, where it exports culture to everywhere. It is the cultural assimilation and the cultural hegemony that is spread far and wide, and the world is in love with it, it seems, by and large. And, you know, with the central banking scheme, which almost every country is a participant in, comes all of this influence. And, you know, it imports the best and brightest minds, even from the worst atrocities, which Operation Paperclip has proven. And so there you are. And that is interesting, by the way. Again, another parenthetical aside, Wiki quote. Wiki quote. Voltaire, the quote that I mentioned, the paraphrasing, that's the quote of the day for today. Certainly anyone who has the power to make you believe absurdities has the power to make you commit injustices. If you do not use the intelligence with which God endowed your mind to resist believing impossibilities, you will not be able to sense the use the sense of injustice which God planted in your heart to resist and command to resist a command to do evil. Once a single faculty of your soul has been tyrannized, all other faculties will submit to the same fate. It's interesting, speaking of the Hellenistic red thread, I would call it, you know, people who are cited on the main page of WikiQuote include Dante Alighieri, Aristotle, Buddha, Confucius, Darwin, Charles Dickens, Albert Einstein, T.S. Eliot, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Gandhi, Jesus. That's interesting. We're gonna try to reduce Jesus to Western mysticism, Western esotericism. Keats, Helen Keller, Martin Luther King Jr., Timothy Leary, Thomas Paine, Eleanor Roosevelt, Bertrand Russell, Shakespeare, George Bernard Shaw, Percy Bysshe Shelley, Tolstoy, you know, obviously Voltaire. These are central figures in Western esotericism. How ironic. The vast majority are some of the most have been I don't know, it's kind of a distilled collection, the majority of them, of the figures that most predominantly represent this concept of Western esotericism. And not to bounce around too much, but if you're not familiar, it's basically what is in the crosshairs of 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, those things that are, you know, exalteth itself, or the things raised up against the knowledge of God. And that's exactly what the devil was doing in Ezekiel 28. I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High, which is a point that Newbold makes actually in chapter 6. The exalted self. Spiritual Babylon is characterized by the exaltation of self, like the devil. And he goes on, you know, this is the spirit of the king of Babylon in our hearts, which Isaiah calls Lucifer, meaning light bearer, the name also given to Satan. He's the one whom Isaiah writes, how are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which weaken the nations, For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend in the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And so Newbold concludes that thought, I. So that's Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. Verses 12 through 15. So just to finish the thought on what is Babylon, back to the opening of chapter 6, Spiritual Babylon, Newbold writes, I say that Babylon is all of the above, yet more. Babylon was once a city in Mesopotamia. It has been spiritualized in the scriptures as something that is in contradiction to God. It is now a type of something spiritual. Babylon is not the Roman Catholic Church, but is a type of something often found in the Roman Catholic Church. Babylon is not the United States of America, but it is a type of something in the United States of America. Babylon is not New York City, but is a type of something in New York City. Babylon certainly is not the body of Christ, but it is a type of something in the hearts of many in the body, something that ought not be there. As I defined in chapter 1, Babylon is all that the carnal mind of man devises in the exaltation of self, the preeminence of self over God, whether in nations, cities, politics, government, science, technology, religion, philosophy, psychology, sociology, commerce, education, entertainment, or church. It is all that is in the world and of the world. It describes the spiritual condition of the church. And it's, you know, again, speaking of the meta abstraction that I've talked about lately, I mean, you have the Gavin Newsoms and the Kathy Hochuls and all these people not averse to quoting scripture to support really what is, you know, essentially nothing more than a kind of word of faith, name it, claim it, gospel type thing. But what is the basis of this faith? And that's an interesting, kind of a wild thing, you know. When you stop and think about it, you know, speaking of questions, a very provocative question, maybe I'll ask it and answer it at the top of the next hour, with the movie, what is the victory that has overcome the world? What is the victory that has overcome the world? So this exalted self, how does it operate? The abstraction of this meta level thing that is everywhere. It is the water in which we swim, the air which we breathe, but we don't realize it. It's everywhere. It's so pervasive we don't realize it. Spiritual Babylon, Newbold writes, is characterized by the exaltation of self. The exalted self says, I can save, heal, deliver, and fix myself. I will increase my knowledge in science, my power in politics, my performance in religion, my investments in the marketplace, my insights into the psyche of man. I will alter the genetics of humans, clone humans, abort babies, and change the law so I feel comfortable doing these things. I will become an entertainer, rock star, model, sports superstar, politician, writer, musician, or televangelist in order to achieve fame and fortune. I can build a church around my revelations, my teachings, and my programs by which I imply that others can be saved, healed, and delivered. And that, you know, unless you go hang out in a Luddite community, you know, with the Anabaptists or something, that broadly characterizes America, doesn't it? I mean, we are told that's kind of in our DNA. We're a go get it done pull ourselves up by the bootstraps kind of people. But not so fast. Not exactly. So it's interesting. To skip to the short version of what I was getting at, the point of the focus, point of our focus, we're told in Philippians 4:8 should be whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, there's any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back. Let's go to the phones and grab Pat in Texas. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Pat.
Okay. Hi.
Good morning.
That's interesting about who Babylon is. And I was looking, you know, they had those Left Behind series, but a lot of that was wrong. But I was looking under something called Revelation Study Guide .com. And that's very interesting. I looked under Conservapedia and I found that. But I wanted to say I got another movie that I think wouldn't hurt people to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I saw this last night, two of them, and they put on by the Two Preachers. You ever heard of them?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Two Preachers. Okay, they're very good.
What's that? You were muffled there. You're muffled.
They put on by the Two Preachers.
Me Too Creatures?
The T-H-E-T-W-O Preachers. P-R-E-C-H-E-R-S.
Okay. The Two Preachers. I'm not familiar.
On YouTube. And it's called the Gospel, T-G, of John, More Than, and Jesus.net. It's 2 hours and 57 minutes long.
I'm very confused now. What are we talking about exactly?
A movie on YouTube.
Right. So The Two Preachers is what? The Two Preachers. That's not the movie. That's the channel?
Yeah, channel.
Okay.
I used to watch them for everything. They were really great. But I had lost them, and this came up last night. Man, it was a good movie. It's 8 years old.
The movie is called what again?
The Gospel of John,
Gospel of John.
Full movie, capital L-U-M-O, I don't know what that means, a greater than symbol, Jesus.net.
Well, we're commingling things. I think that's a problem. You're talking about a movie and an address
You were talking about...
And now you're talking over me, and that doesn't help anything. So,
you were talking about...
Sort of get to the bottom of this on the other side of the break.
Okay, forget it.
Second hour coming up. No, don't want to forget about it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.